worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
Good to get gooder.
Kara.
Oh, I had a hamburger for lunch.
Yeah,
come
right.
on down and smell my breath.
Mickey.
I energy just fine without it.
And Lazy E.
Anthropomorphic.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Activate the launch sequence. We are here with another brand new episode of A Freak Accident coming at you hard, fast, and hot. Flames shooting out the back. That's right. There's got sound effects and everything. My name is Crisco, welcoming you to the podcast. I am joined by Lazy E.
I spent the most money I've ever spent on a concert ticket in my life.
All right, good. We'll find out how much and what he's going to be doing to pay for it. And not in the financial sense. We have Mickey here.
Still here.
And who the hell are you?
I'm new.
You might as well be. Kara, back on the show after a brief hiatus of almost a month.
That I couldn't think of any excuses to get out of it today without just quitting.
Oh, you tried. You tried. You put your best foot forward. Lazy,
I feel your pain.
Lazy, real quick, tell them about the website and stuff while I handle this.
All right. Go to afreakaccident.com. You can go to the podcast section. You could check out all these stuff we post every day on there that's not on the show. And email us, freaks@afreakaccident.com.
All right. That should be just enough time for me to take down this help wanted ad I had posted online. So now that she's back, we can stop the talent search, which I had subtly gotten underway with doing because I wasn't sure we'd ever see her again.
It was close.
As we've mentioned, we've been burned before.
And we will be burned again.
Nice as she is,
I
feel like she's got full burnage just waiting.
Well, I figured I'm on the website now, so might as well quit.
Yeah.
Make it really difficult.
Well, you say that ironically, but literally every other time I added someone to the website, they disappeared a short time after that. So I feel like that's almost a curse at this point.
That's why you waited so long.
Yeah. Yeah, because I wanted you to stay.
Aww,
that was what it was. It definitely wasn't me just being lazy and forgetful. It was because I wanted you to stay and feared the curse.
So what you're saying is when you put her up on the website is when you officially wanted her to leave.
Yeah, he's over it now.
I have no comment to that statement. I will reserve my answers for another time. I'm pleading the fifth. But welcome to the show. We're thrilled to have you here. Got a great one planned. Kara, it's nice to see that your personal life has reorganized in a way that has allowed you to be here. You got sober in the time that you weren't here.
Sober Sister Summer.
That's what I said when I got sober, too. Sober Sister Summer!
That's what I'm calling it.
Yours just doesn't have like the zest on it that hers
does. Do your sisters drink or no?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
Right. So
it works.
Yeah.
No, it's like, right, girls call each other like sister, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that like the thing?
Oh, yeah. Sister Summer with S-U-M-M-A.
No.
Everything's A's at the end.
No.
Stop. Sister Summer.
There's actually that. What is that? That one ad where it's actually like the. What are we doing, ta-da?
Oh,
yeah. We're gonna go shop on, ta-da, or whatever it is. Like,
yeah,
oh my god,
right.
That ad is legitimately hysterical. I think it's. I think it's great. That's what you sound like though when you did.
Yeah.
Welcome to the podcast.
The podcast.
Afra Asada.
My name is Kara.
Asada.
Don't crap out again.
Yeah, no, I almost did there.
Yeah, don't.
Please don't.
No, I've learned how to. What I got
to
do?
Oh, you've learned
to
channel it.
What you got to do is focus on one thing. So I just focused on you for a second, and then I'm like, I'm out.
Now you're back in.
See, focusing on my ugly face will ground anything. You get struck by lightning, just look at me. You'll just be like, oh, God, yeah. Because it takes you completely out of reality. You're like, there's no way that's real.
I want to know how much Lazy E bankrupted himself on these tickets.
Oh, yeah, right. So what's the concert and how much did you spend?
Okay.
I think I know what the concert is.
It's Boston Calling.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So it's...
No, it's Boston Calling.
Boston Calling.
Oh, boy.
Mickey, say it Boston-like.
Boston Calling.
Boston.
Oh, that's not fun.
That was barely fun.
I like cartoon Boston better than real Boston.
Yeah.
So it so far there's going to be 60 bands.
Oh my god.
Over 3 days. So far it's the Foo Fighters and Rage Against the Machine. Rumored, because last year those two were going to be on there, Red Hot Chili Peppers are probably going to be the third.
Okay. So they haven't announced all the bands yet?
No.
Oh. Dropkick Murphys will definitely be on there.
Yeah, absolutely. And
do you think it's because they're shipping up to Boston Calling?
Or because they live in Massachusetts.
Well, it could be that.
Do you think Cardi B will be there?
Oh, please no.
Does she stand for Boston?
I'm selling my ticket if she is.
The B in Cardi B stands for Boston.
Will Cardi Boston be there?
Who knew? Who knew?
She has a song called WAB.
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 Yeah.
Oh, no, with the Boston accent, that would be Wab.
Wet ass Boston. It's when it rains there. That's what it's about. So I spent
Nikki, I almost feel like tasking you with writing the song Wab as Cardi Boston.
Oh my god, yes. You have to do it for next week.
And you have
it's
to do
late.
It as a Boston accent person.
Oh boy.
Yeah, this will be crazy.
So you gotta write it for next week.
Uh-huh.
That's super exciting. I love when these things happen.
I know, it's just magic.
So anyway, please continue.
Yeah. So I spent around
Does proofreader know? Does she know how much you spent?
Well, she's going. She found out afterwards that I spent.
So you told
her,
like,
how much were they?
Well, first thing I imagine, he's like, babe, listen, I got us tickets to this amazing concert. Wait till you hear who's playing. And like, he went down the whole thing.
Yep.
And she's like, oh, that's awesome. And he's like, and it only cost her.
How much did it cost? And I closed the door.
What? Can't hear you.
It was $300 a ticket.
That's not terrible.
I was expecting, like, for 3 days, it's $100 a day. That's really not outrageous.
And it's the Foo Fighters and Rage Against the Machine to start.
Right.
I think the tickets to see Rage alone is $150.
Yeah, sure.
I think the last time that one of the big festivals was at the mountain here, where you know all the big things happen. I think
so.
It
do
was
I need
close
to
$100?
Yeah. Do I need to call the family members and tell them you're staying over?
Maybe.
Okay.
You're gonna stay with Mickey's Boston clan.
Oh, that is kind of scary. They can help me write Web.
that is too good of an idea.
If I went to your relative's house, I would just go, I have so many questions. so many questions.
I feel like staying there, though, would be like watching the show Lost. Like, when it was over, you would have more questions than answers by the end of it. You'd be like, "What? How?" I feel like I know less now.
Well, I explain to you guys what happened when Murderer went up there the first time.
He didn't understand what anybody was saying.
Yeah. Yeah, so that would be his whole weekend. He just wouldn't understand.
Yeah, no, I can't do that. Nope. Plus, I'll be getting home late.
Yeah, there's
night.
That too. Yeah, yeah. So that's great. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
And I'm also getting tickets for Guns N' Roses again.
See if
so
you
I'm
can
have no money.
See if you can steal Dave Grohl and bring him back here to be a guest host on the show.
I'll kidnap him.
That's right.
Yeah. That sounds like a no fail plan.
Yeah, it's definitely not a felony. It's just a normal thing that could happen, and that would really boost some listenership on the podcast.
And it's not really kidnapping. He's not a kid.
That's right.
What's his favorite treat? Maybe you could like lure him to your car.
Coffee. It's Fresh Pots. I know.
Fresh Pots.
I saw that video. But guys, welcome to June. By the way, we got a lot to look forward to this month. I just figured we maybe liven things up here at the start of the show, give you some stuff to think about as we're heading into the end of the first half of 2021. Yeah, think about that. How much you haven't accomplished this year, and it's half over already.
I accomplished
already.
A lot.
That's great, Mickey. I'm thrilled for you. you're still on this show, so you haven't gotten too far. Anyhow, these are some things to look forward to in June. In sports, the NBA and NHL playoffs continue this month.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason why AEW keeps getting preempted, right? Because of the NHL, I'm pretty sure. Both finals start in July. Golf's 121st U.S. Open starts June 17th, so golfer, I'm sure, is all jacked up and amped for that.
I've seen a lot of golf lately.
the Tour de France, June 26th, and Wimbledon, June 28th, the first Wimbledon in 2 years. Why two? I know COVID stopped it last year. What happened the year before?
Was it somewhere else, maybe?
No. Yeah, I don't know.
Somewhere else where there was another disease? I don't know.
And there was another place called Wimbledon?
Yeah. I don't know. If it's June always.
Wimbledon, Ohio.
Yeah, I don't know.
America's Got Talent is back. The Bachelorette is back on June 7th. This is something coming to Disney Plus June 9th. Loki.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
That's like the only one of those Marvel shows that I have any interest in seeing.
Don't watch the Winter Soldier thing.
Why? Was it that
I stopped watching it.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I didn't hear any good things about that one. Anyway, Celebrity Dating Game is back, the new one.
I did see commercials for that one.
June 14th. What do we got to do, Kara, to get like one of us on that show?
Be
single? We're like quasi-celebrities. Yeah. No, I mean like we're like quasi-celebrities, right?
No.
Maybe if there was a local one.
Oh, God.
How local are we talking within this room?
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe if we were running our own show.
Well,
right
when we
here.
Do Tortilla Slap Fact later, it's kind of going to be like the dating game. Oh,
yeah, you're
going
to be dating a tortilla to your face.
Yep. I don't know what this movie's about, but it's called The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard.
Yes.
It's going to be in theaters June 16th.
I've seen so many commercials making fun of the name.
It's a terrible name.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Because they keep, what the commercial does is they keep screwing up the order.
Well, wasn't there a Hitman's Bodyguard with Samuel L. Jackson and Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah,
a
Ryan Reynolds
years ago?
Is in this movie.
Oh, is he? Oh, maybe this is a sequel to that. Then.
Yeah,
I know nothing about it.
I've never seen it.
This is literally
nothing.
The first time I'm hearing about it.
No, I. I thought somebody pressed the button. I didn't know that laugh was real.
Yeah, it did sound fake.
Well,
I just realized I didn't have our EQ on, so like the first couple minutes of the show is going to sound really tinny and weird.
Mm.
But I finally fixed it, so everything's okay now.
Well,
okay. Don't look so sad. It's fine.
No,
I can
sad.
Do it over.
Yeah, right. We've had enough of that going on the last couple months. Yeah, Luca is a new Pixar movie. Kevin Hart has a new movie coming out called Fatherhood. That's going to be on Netflix. And the 9th Fast and Furious movie,
what?
F9, The Fast Saga, comes out June 25th. Now, somebody on the internet the other day said that they've been drawing out these sequels and they've insisted on making more of them just so they can get to the movie Fast 10, Your Seatbelts.
That's awful. Good. That's good.
They've been sitting on this for like almost two decades now, just so they could get to Fast 10 Your Seatbelts.
That just reminded me. Do you know what happens if you say a bad joke like that in Hawaii?
What?
You get aloha.
Aloha.
Yeah.
Nah. That was a hi-ha.
Yeah.
A hee-haw in some circles.
Yes.
Speaking of hee-haw, in yee-haw, we got a show to get to.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. We're not just here to jibber-jabber and make fun of Kara's sobriety and her encroaching exhaustion, which I'm so tired.
I don't know why.
All the sugar.
I know.
Stop it.
But that should have the opposite effect of alcohol. Alcohol is a depressant.
Wasn't for me.
It really makes me feel happy, though. I am. Anyway.
Just picture my slushy days.
the most Florida story ever, though, is going to lead off the show. No,
this is the most Florida you could get in a story.
Yeah, this is the multi-tiered cake of Florida in story form.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
We have a question that turned into a listener active. What are some red flags that someone's a bad friend?
We got a lot of feedback on this question.
Good.
I mean,
we could just name what Mickey's like.
Yep.
Yeah, just describe Mickey verbatim.
Yeah.
There's all your red flags. Yeah.
She sits in front of me. That's a red flag.
She wears unicorn horns on her head. We're finally going to get to do it now that Kara's back. The tortilla slap fact.
Yes.
Oh.
We are going to ask some very basic questions about each other and see just how little about each other we know.
And for every wrong answer, you get slapped with a tortilla.
Mickey, where did you bring the taco? She was going to bring
a
hard shell taco.
Yeah, I know.
And just crush it against your head.
Yeah.
I would have been okay with that.
And then we got the happiest songs of all time. So at the risk of wasting any more time, let's get into it on this episode of A Freak Accident.
A Freak Accident. It's like a dumpster fire scented air freshener. There's absolutely no point.
Lord, a man. Life got a hand for you.
This is coming directly from WFLA. Florida's news source.
Dun dun.
I've got family who live in Florida. I've got friends who live in Florida.
And you ask why.
They all embarrass me. I'm disgraced. But this may be the most Florida story that's ever Florided.
Really?
Yeah.
Really. Yeah.
All right.
So obviously we are familiar over the years. It's become one of our favorite things to talk about is the Florida man. Mm-hmm. The legendary, mythical creature. He's practically a cryptid at this point, right up there with like Bigfoot and the Chupacabra is Florida man. Although he is very real.
And very entertaining.
He's yes. half alligator, half man.
Basically, yeah.
Half alligator, half man, half scratched off lottery.
But this might be the one where I can't even begin. So this is this starts out with some maniac who went on an insane crime spree near Tampa this past Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. His full name is Lawrence Franklin King, Florida.
Oh. What?
His last name, he is Florida man.
Yeah, his last name is literally Florida.
Oh,
so
no.
In Florida, the man, Florida,
oh, boy.
Not Florida, Florida. Although Flo Rida's name does spell Florida. Think about that.
Oh, no. I knew that when my friend had a call. It's when they still had the caller IDs. And it spoke. Like when somebody called and said, you missed a call from Flo Rida.
Oh, my God. I'm so popular. So he broke into, over the span of one night, 7 different businesses. Okay. It started off with a seafood restaurant where he broke in and stole all of the White Claws from their fridge.
You see, that's where it threw me off when I first saw this story, because I was like, seafood restaurant, does he mean the drink the White Claws, or does he mean White Claws?
Oh,
from, like, crabs.
He went around and chopped off all the claws.
Yeah.
Like what, they're called a White King crabs, right? Isn't that one of the different kinds of things that you could get? Mickey, you know food. You make food.
I have no idea.
Have you ever made seafood mac and cheese?
Yeah.
It's delicious.
It is.
Yeah.
Although murderer would very much disagree.
Is he allergic to shellfish or something?
Honestly, I don't know, and I'm kind of afraid to have him try anything because I think he might be.
Oh, well, he's a super picky eater,
yeah.
though, right? Yeah, okay, so he would definitely complain that whole time.
Yep.
Let's just say you mix in the stuff he might not like with stuff like mac and cheese because we know he eats that.
Right.
You put the asparagus in with the chicky nuggies, and he's going to eat everything together at the same time.
He's like, an animal.
Yeah, he's like a dog. You got to hide the pill and the cheese. So anyway, that's like the 400th reference that murderer is a dog here on the show. Play the music. We got to celebrate 400 times. All right. So he stole the White Claws from the fridge of this restaurant.
Okay.
Only to then throw them in a retention pond out back. I guess he decided he didn't want them anymore. I don't know.
Too much to carry. Yeah.
Mr. Florida is a precocious young man. After that, he went to a barber shop a few blocks away and stole a set of clippers.
Wow.
Seems like an odd thing to break into someplace just for a pair of clippers.
Well, yeah. He did then break into another barber shop nearby and stole 5 more sets of clippers.
Oh, so.
So he got the one, decided it wasn't going to be enough for whatever haircutting venture he needs to go on.
Right.
With 5 White Claws.
I don't want to know. And he decided this one clipper ain't going to be enough. I'm going to need more. Once he had enough of those, he broke into a carpet store
and used the clippers on the carpet. Did he? No, he didn't.
Go ahead.
And then a cafe where he finally took $800 in cash.
Oh, well, there you go.
He also broke into a veterinarian's office. Okay.
Uh-oh.
and then a separate business called Little Cat Rescue, where he stole a bunch of pain medications meant for animals.
Mm.
It's like the first couple were tryouts
yeah.
for the real robberies.
He finally went home around 5:30 in the morning, but not before stealing his neighbor's Ring camera off of their door.
Just in case they caught him.
So they got an alert. His neighbors got an alert about it because there's his face grabbing the camera off of the door.
You probably didn't think that far into it.
They turned it into the cops and he was arrested. He eventually admitted to breaking into all of the businesses and walked police officers through how he did it. He's now facing multiple charges. So from the sheer insanity of that, and the illogic of where he went and what he did, mm-hmm. coupled with the fact that all of this happened in the great city of Tampa,
mm-hmm.
by a man whose name is Florida.
And really,
and it is the perfect Florida story.
Yeah.
You add it all up and he got $800.
And a couple of clippers.
And a couple of clippers.
And, well, he did also get to take the edge off. He got that little cat payback. Yeah.
What, did he take catnip afterwards?
Yeah, the kitten Vicodin. He's popping those suckers. What do you think, though? The most Florida story ever? That's up there. I can't
pray Florida.
I mean, all we're missing is him deciding to chew somebody's face off. I mean, that's literally the only thing that could have added to this and made it worse.
And maybe he would have if he got the right meds at the Little Cat Rescue
place.
This
is true.
You know?
You're saying if he'd gotten smelling salts or whatever it was instead of the pain meds, he would have gone full Florida zombie?
Yep.
See,
we were that close.
Could have been better.
Man.
Could have been better.
It's right there.
But there's something to achieve now in Florida.
There you go.
There's now a level.
The copycat knows what to do to level up.
Copycat because he went to a cat rescue.
His name is Lawrence Franklin King Florida.
King Florida. He's King Florida.
That's right.
That's pretty serious.
Yeah. Who's going to contest that rule? I mean, certainly not I. Maybe Trump can. He's down there now. He lives in Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
President versus King. One will rule Florida. God, that's pretty amazing, though. Yeah. Florida, you never fail to disappoint.
No,
just
no.
Keep being you. Up next, what are some red flags that someone is a bad friend? Will help you feel really bad about that person you've been hanging out with since high school.
You gotta know when to hold them, when to fold them, when to walk away, and when to run. On second thought, forget all that. Just grab the table and take what's yours. This is a freak accident.
What emo band is this, Mickey?
Franz Ferdinand?
No. The Moth and the Flame.
Okay.
I've never heard of them.
Nope.
Is it just two people as one moth, one flame? We're Moth and the Flame.
Yeah.
They're like a morning show that also, like...
they burnt out.
Yeah, they gaslight as an emo band on the weekends. Anyway, this is a question that we asked. I think we teased this last week, did we not? And the question was, what are some red flags that someone is a bad friend? Because I think we've all, maybe not all, but I mean, I think most people end up going through that where like there's that person you thought you could trust and they end up being a betrayer in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
We've certainly been there, haven't we? With people we've done
Shows with.
Anyway, so the question was, what's some red flags that someone's a bad friend?
Mm-hmm.
Do we individually have any that we'd like to point out? Maybe.
Come back to me.
Okay.
I got to think about
it. Circle around.
I got it.
Yeah. Okay.
So when you constantly are the one giving and helping and... let's just say giving rides to and doing everything you can to help them out, but there's no way it's coming back to you at all.
It's not reciprocated.
Yeah, no. And, you know, the thank yous only go so far, you know, until it becomes, I'm not helping a charity case at this point. This is not what this relationship is supposed to be. So that's one for me.
Sure, yeah. Kara,
I think I've read all these answers that we got, so now I feel like those answers would be my answers, so okay, I can't right, come
so
up with
we'll,
my own.
We'll skip you. Mickey, do you have any to add?
Somebody that tells you that you have to accept them the way that they are.
Oh, yeah.
That's usually the big, like, mm-hmm. red flag.
Don't expect me to try, like, at all.
Right.
In any kind of situation.
This is me. I'm real.
Take me as I am. Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah, I love the people that have it in their profile. I am what I am. Okay, Popeye. Now, just try to be a nice person.
For me, right. And I've seen this happen, I don't know if this has been an answer for anybody, but, like, you know, I've had this happen, too, where, like, you see this person and you see the way that they talk about and act toward people who they used to be friends with,
mm-hmm.
and you foolishly think, well, they'll never do that with me.
Uh-huh.
And then they end up doing that with you. Because it's like, you know, oh, you're not immune to that kind of behavior. And obviously this person is capable of treating anyone that they used to be very close with very, very poorly. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, you know, you make the mistake of thinking, yeah, but we're different than that. Never different.
Well, no, you should view that as a track record.
Well, wait, that's exactly right. It's a red flag.
Yeah.
It is absolutely a red flag. So now, turning to our listeners who provided some feedback, we got Deez, who said, when you ask for help, and I assume he meant they never reply whenever you need help. Help with what, Deez? Your taxes?
He's always the one. He is the one that always dices everything up.
I'm surprised he didn't mention that. Like, you know, I was trying to get somebody to do my taxes last week and they never returned my calls.
Well, technically, they're not all red flags. They could be blue.
Some of it's an off-red. It's kind of like a mixed red-orange.
It's magenta.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's kind of more like pink, but, you know, some people might mistake it as red. It just all depends on your perspective.
By the way,
I assume that's why what he sounds like. I don't think I've ever actually heard
Deez's
voice.
Just gonna say what you did was what we yell at Mickey and Kara for doing.
That was, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm Crisco.
Konar the Barbarian said, "Someone who constantly tries to take advantage of you, asking to borrow money, never repaying it, asking you to, you know, buy them things. In other words, spring for stuff." When they don't want to spend their own money, like, oh, I'll get it next time. I'll get it next time. But next time never comes.
Yeah.
Emily said, when they're always trying to, quote unquote, help you by critiquing not just your choices, but your opinions and hobbies. I'm just looking out for you.
Oh, God.
I'm just looking out for you. You may not realize what this looks like. I'm just trying to look out for you. No.
Mm-hmm.
You can hear that.
Yeah, I really can.
You've had people
I've
do that.
I've definitely heard that before, and I'm like, you know what you should do? I don't care.
You know what you should do? Shut your mouth. Elle says, when someone gives you criticism that isn't constructive or says hurtful things, and when you try to address the disrespect, they reply with, I'm just being honest, or I just tell it like it is. That's kind of right along the lines of, just take me as I am kind of thing, yeah.
It's like when people say, no offense, but...
Yeah.
It's going to offend.
Here comes the offense.
Yeah.
So that's good. Those are all good insights. Kara, I think you had some from... Well, first of all, I shared that to my Facebook page. And I said, you know, weigh in. And nobody did. So there's a red flag for bad friends. It's all of my friends, none of whom decided to comment at all. So thanks, you fine people.
That's because we're all sitting at this table.
Oh,
that's like, I don't know how to feel about that. That's like,
well, she did admit she's your friend.
That's like,
I mean,
that's like a backhand, but then there's like a little tickle behind the ear on the other side of it. You know, I don't know.
Now it's just creepy.
Well, consider the source. Maybe.
Well, he could have said slapped and then licked on the ear. I mean, it wasn't that creepy.
All right,
that's not creepy. That's sexy. What are you talking about?
Yeah, read what our listeners.
What kind of red flag is this that's happening?
I know. these are from Instagram and Facebook stories. So this is, we post a lot of stuff in the stories. So don't miss out on checking that out too, not just the posts.
This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. Sorry.
So Janet says, fair weather friends who are only there for your good times. They're not there to help you when things go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen that. Carrie says, when they contact interact or hang out with you only when it's convenient for them, and otherwise they ditch plans with you.
Sure.
Been there.
Sarah says, sharing something personal of yours with others when you ask them not to and confided in them. Have you guys ever had that happen?
That's, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we've had conversations where we've talked about that. Like, it's okay, like, to share private things with people, but, like, you should know when, like, mm-hmm. the confidence is expected.
Right.
You know, and when the secrecy and, like, the understanding, like, hey, you're not going to tell anybody else about this, right? Like, knowing where to draw that line.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it comes down to, like, spouses who are mutual friends. Like, sometimes people tell you things and they don't want other people to know.
Chrissy says, minimizing or not celebrating your success.
Yeah.
I know lots of people.
Mm-hmm.
I see that happen, and it's funny. A friend of mine posted something about that recently. He's like, you know, I've come to understand, like, because he's had a couple of good things happen to him, and mm-hmm. it's really exciting to see, you know, because he's been working hard for a lot of years and stuff. You know, his boat's finally coming in, as it were, to borrow an old expression. And he just said, like, you know, you can really tell who your friends are because, like, all of a sudden all this good stuff started happening, and, like, nobody seems to really care or be excited. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, murderer learned that the hard way a few years ago.
There you go.
I hate when people use the sentence, welcome to my world. You ever hear that one?
Yeah.
That's not really related to that, but it reminds me of, that was like a red flag kind of thing. Like, when you tell them something like, oh, you know, or must be nice. Must be nice to be able to go on vacation 3 times this year. Sarcastic mm-hmm. jerks. Yeah. Anyway, Manuela, I'm totally killing that. He said, I always had to be there for her, but when I needed support, she would leave me unread.
Sure.
Casey says she only liked me whenever her life was going better than mine, and always tried to bring me down.
Mm.
And that's like another one along the minimize your success thing. This one's Mason. When they talk crap about their other friends to you.
That's kind of like what I was talking about.
Yep.
Well, yeah, because then you know it's turning around and you're the other friend at that point.
Yeah, well, that's just
mm-hmm.
right.
Yeah.
If they'll talk to you about someone, they will definitely talk about you to someone. Mm-hmm. And then the last one here is from Sarah No H, not showing up when you need them.
Okay. Yeah, I see all that.
Mm-hmm.
BuzzFeed had an article about this, which was the original inspiration for the question. They added a couple more. They gossip a lot about other people.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of seeing a pattern there. You feel nervous, you'll say the wrong thing around them.
Mm.
That one's interesting. Like, nobody really mentioned anything about that. But mm-hmm. yeah, like, there's like... There may be those people that you know where, like, you feel like you have to walk on eggshells because they're going to get, like, upset or offended by something you're going to say or do.
Or know that they'll use something against you if you say
sure.
the wrong thing.
Yeah, same kind of energy, though. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's like, you know, you got to ask yourself at that point, like, why am I friends with this person when I have to, like, be so, like, guarded in their presence about what I'm showing them or how I'm acting.
I dated somebody like that.
There you go. So but you can relate that.
I could relate big time. I had to always watch what I said because all of a sudden that'd be used as ammunition. Like, I'm going to tell all your friends about this.
Oh, yeah. Oof, yeah. That's bad.
You feel like it feels like you're always the backup friend. Signs include last minute invites or ditching you because they found something else they'd rather do.
Yep, that's what, yeah.
Yeah. They only support you and never challenge you.
Oh.
I mean, that's...
Just, like, always, like, oh, you're the best, don't worry, and never actually say, like, maybe you should consider... Because there is a fine line. You should be able to be really honest with your friends to say one way or the other, but at the same time, you know, you have to, like, watch how you
word
weigh
it.
That. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think constructive criticism mm-hmm. is good when the criticism is constructive.
Right.
When it's about, hey, like, this legitimately could make you better, and I'm not just saying this to make you feel like garbage.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or because it's something that I personally don't like or don't agree with.
Right.
And then just one more here. They treat you differently when you're in a group.
Mm. Okay. Yep.
I remember that in... high school.
Mm-hmm.
That was big in high school. There would be a kid, I think his name was Jeff, and I would talk to him. We'd be totally cool. All of a sudden, another set of friends came. I didn't exist.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's...
I was no longer invited into that conversation.
Sure.
So I totally get that.
Yeah. Or like even something a bit more subtle. I can recall a friend in all the way back, like in grade school, that used to do this. Like he and I would talk about all sorts of goofy, nerdy crap. You know what I mean? But then like anytime we were around other people, like he would refuse to be goofy or like refuse to talk about that stuff. Mm-hmm. Like he was trying to put on like a front for the other people. And it was like, dude, I know this isn't you because like we act like, you know, nerdy goofballs all the time. And like, right. And now you're trying to, because it was all about like, you know,
the image.
Right. Well, it wasn't even just that. It was like, you know, well, he was willing to like not act goofy with me when other people were around because their opinions were more important to him than mine was, you know, in our friendship. So it's like, you know, that's the thing too. That's definitely something. All very, very good red flags, I think.
Yeah.
Take these into consideration and like, you know, kind of either have a conversation or eject them fools from your life that aren't, you know, lending positive energy into your experience. If you've got any that you'd like to share, though, we'll be happy to revisit this in a future episode. We can come back to it. Freaks@freakaccident.com is our email. Reach out and let us know. And up next, we finally get to figure out just how poor of friends we are by finding out just how little we know about each other. Aww. And in the process, slapping the crap out of each other with tortilla shells. So,
all right.
This is a thing
should
that's
be fun.
It's a thing that's about to happen.
You could pay attention to the ramblings of a star-craving mad person. Or you can listen to us. It's basically the same thing, just less bone-crushing depressing. We are a freak accident.
I feel like slapping somebody today. Slapping somebody today.
Luda!
Slapping
somebody
today. Is that actually Ludacris?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right.
I feel like you, of all people, should know that.
I should.
All right, but I don't. I'm definitely going to not ask Kara about any Ludacris questions then. So this is an interesting exercise that we're about to partake in here. This stems from an idea that I had a while back where I said, you know, like the four of us are really, are you nervous to be on camera right now? Cause we do have a camera recording.
I don't like my angle of myself.
It's not the right side of her face.
Yeah. My whole body. No, go ahead.
So anyway, this was born out of, I said, you know, the four of us spend a lot of time together, actually. Mm-hmm. More time together than probably a lot of regular groups of friends do. But, like, we usually come here in service of something, which is recording the show. It's like, how much about each other do we actually know? And I say that it's funny, right? When you think about it, because like even Lazy E and I, who are lovers and who have worked together for many, many years, like a lot of our conversations have been around like, you know, like movies we've seen and like, you know, music that we like and ideas for the show and stuff like that. But how much do we actually know about each other?
Ooh.
So basically, I figure what's going to happen is one of us will ask the other three a question about themselves. Okay, they're basically going to say, like, you know, tell me what blank about me is.
Yeah, and don't make it so specific.
Right, like, yeah.
But make it general enough that a friend should know.
Yeah.
And
then anyone who gets it wrong is going to get slapped in the face with a tortilla.
I didn't prepare any questions. Neither did I.
It's very simple stuff.
Do you just have a list for us or something?
Nope.
Okay, so there's a red flag of a bad friend is somebody who doesn't prepare for the podcast.
I had weeks to do this.
Can I say, we're all holding these tortillas like flat like this, and Mickey's holding it like a baseball bat.
She's rolled
you
up.
You didn't say how I had to have it, so it's rolled up.
No, slap, not bludgeon.
I like that she was holding it, and she started out like slapping her hand, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah, she's testing the heft of her tortilla before
hold
she...
It'll better.
Great.
Doesn't That's hurt anymore. Said.
Yeah. Okay. So, who would like to go first?
I'll go.
Yeah, Lazy E's going to go first. All right, boy.
I'll make it easy. Mm-hmm. What's my favorite color?
That's not easy.
Well, it's an easy question. What I'm saying is it's a generic question to give you an idea of where we're going with this.
Blue.
Well, he's got to wait until we all answer.
Oh.
And then I get the slap.
Yeah, although his look of shock would indicate that blue is in fact his favorite color because he seemed to be surprised.
Wait,
that
wait, you
know
can't go off of my answers.
Or maybe I finally get to hit Mickey.
The abuse comes back after all these years.
Yes.
But I am going to say blue because I think it is blue. And I have a reason for thinking that beyond just Mickey's foolishness.
I don't know. And now I'm nervous. I want to say blue because you guys are. And then I don't want to be the only one getting smacked.
You don't
want to
be
also,
blue, dabba-dee-dabba-dye.
But I also want to like mix it up a little bit.
Okay.
It's blue, isn't it?
What's your guess?
Orange.
Come here, Kara.
Where are you going? My face?
Yeah,
that's where you get
slapped. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That came up good.
What
too.
A delicious sound.
That was awkward.
Yeah, I know. I did it like it like a southern belle. Like
I, just like, I challenged you to a duel.
First it hit my hair only.
I know.
Was it blue?
Yeah, it was blue.
I knew it was.
Your car is blue. That's why I figured it was blue.
It was yeah, ever since I was little, blue.
Matches his blue eyes.
Yeah, mine was based off of, we had a conversation about, I think, Superman, and you said something about that's why your favorite color was blue.
No, I don't like Superman. I like Batman.
Oh, well,
Batman
was
used to be blue at one point.
Yeah, he was.
He was blue for a while there. Okay, Kara.
You just used the fake conversation we had.
Whatever.
Kara, we'll go around the room.
All right.
What did we come up with a question about yourself?
My question is... how many siblings do I have?
Ooh,
I think I know this.
Two.
Three.
Two.
You just have the two sisters.
Yeah.
Two sisters. Slapper. Wait, I'll do it again.
Wait.
Slapperoonie.
Punch me in the face.
Her fist was behind the tortilla as
I
it
know,
came through.
I know. I felt a ring. I think. Ow!
So not only did she punched you with her ring hand.
Yeah.
I knew I wore that for a reason. Two sisters.
Mickey, your turn.
This one's mainly aimed at Crisco. How many cars have I owned in the last 3 years?
Oh, Jesus.
One, and I know it's one because you mock me for getting it wrong all the time. So, ha, in your face.
In the last year?
Three. Last 3 years.
That's
last
so specific.
3 years? Two.
I'm going to say one, because he seemed really confident.
Yeah, just he's getting it wrong.
Yes! Oh! Oh, my God! That had to be worse.
The rolled up tortilla.
Yeah,
really
it makes
did.
A better sound.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Never mind, we're all rolling them up.
He's had enough.
I'm putting a rock in this.
There's just a metal crowbar like rolled up inside the tortilla shell. All right, my question is, what was my first job?
Oh, I knew this too at one point. Well,
I literally would have left my first job when you and I met.
I know, and that's what bothers me.
I don't think I have any idea.
Old folks home.
No.
Did you work at your dad's karate studio?
Well, you can't know the answer until you...
I know, but that's what I'm going with.
And what else? Wait, you just said old folks home?
Yeah.
Didn't you work? Oh, no. I think you worked there when I started here. Oh, darn it. I don't know. Some kind of...
Roll it up because it makes a better sound.
It's a teenager job, obviously. So what is it?
I don't know. You're supposed to tell me. That's
like McDonald's or something. I have no idea.
Okay, she's
I
saying
don't know.
McDonald's or something.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm very specific with my answer.
I may give you a lighter slap depending on Lazy E if you can answer because I did work in a nursing home for my first job. What
oh
did
God.
I do there?
Cafeteria.
Okay, so it was the kitchen.
So. Yeah!
My friend knows me.
That
so,
was yeah. freaking ridiculous.
Now wait, silence. Slap.
Oh, oh,
it wasn't that bad.
Oh my God, I'm so nervous. Don't do it.
Oh, here it comes. I'm winding up.
Wait.
Put your fists down. You can't block.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Kara, put down your hands.
That was awful.
I guess it could have fallen under the very broad or something interpretation of Karen's side of that. All right, Lazy E, it returns to you.
Oh, I have another question.
What is my proudest career moment?
Oh, God, when you moved to Dallas to work with Kid Craddock.
Yeah, sure.
I want to hit somebody. Come on.
Maybe the question's harder.
I should have went last, because that would have been...
Yeah,
they might not have known. Although Kara might have known that. Mickey, I don't think listens.
I think I knew that.
Yeah, no. Mickey doesn't listen to you enough when you talk to really
I
remember.
I do.
Oh, okay, all right, all right.
She doesn't even know my name.
Yeah.
Kara.
It's got to be, this question is going to be something.
we're going with the something.
She's
today.
Really leaning hard into that. Yeah, that's your crutch today.
Meanwhile, we'll just find out again what Kara did last week.
I'm wearing your mother. What the heck? What's that? I'm wearing your mother. All right.
This is getting tighter there.
I had to fix it. What is my favorite TV show?
The Office.
I don't know. The Bachelorette.
Mickey's going to get hit.
Did she talk about it the one time? She watches a lot of stuff. That's the thing. I don't know. I feel like it's one of those.
By the clip I played, you would think it was like, what's that?
True crime stuff.
Clarice.
Yeah. Silence of the Lambs kind of stuff. Yeah.
I forgot.
The TV show Hannibal was her favorite. Favorite TV show. All right. I'm going to go out on a limb. Friends.
So, the answer is The Office.
Oh!
Damn it.
Yeah!
But Friends is like right there.
It doesn't matter.
Great.
Right
so
there.
So I get a light slap.
You'll get a light slap.
Wait.
Oh, it sounded like...
I'm getting a heart slap.
Right at the table.
You said The Bachelorette.
I should
take the air conditioner out of the window and throw that at you.
What a grievous insult.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Close your eyes.
Yep.
Oh! Ooh!
It felt like it had a thud to it, didn't it?
All I heard was...
Boom. I'm picturing like Batman stuff. Like pow, crack.
There it is.
Okay. All right, Mickey. Your turn.
All right. Where was I born?
Salem.
So, like, this can be broad or narrow.
She is a broad.
All right, so...
Thanks, murderer.
I'm going to say Peabody, Massachusetts was the name of the town where you grew up
in. What do you go with, Kara?
I'm going to say in a hospital.
That... Or something.
Or something.
From the pits of hell.
Unfortunately, I did make the question kind of broad, so.
What is the answer?
It's Salem. You're correct.
Oh, wow!
Oh, him, yeah.
So we're going with the hard slap on Crisco.
Oh. Oh, right in your eyes.
I feel like that might have drawn blood.
Oh, my God. I'm so nervous. I can't.
You get a light slap because you said the hospital, which technically isn't wrong.
No!
Oh, really loud.
No. She gave her like sound.
Oh, fine.
That was practically a boob.
He said a boob.
A boob, yeah.
You want to go one more round?
Yeah, I got to ask a question. And then, yeah, we could probably go one more. That'd probably be safe.
I'm going to have to Google a question for the next round then.
Let's see. Oh, okay. So some of you might get this. Some of you might not. I feel like this might be unnecessarily targeted toward Kara, but I'm going to ask it anyway. What was my major in college?
Oh, I think I know this. Why do I feel like I might know this? Why is it targeted toward me, though? Engineering?
What kind of engineering?
Oh, my God. I do know this.
Because that's a broad field, too.
Nuclear engineering or something like that? I think it's called that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was nuclear engineering.
Same.
Oh, you're all right. I don't get to hit anybody.
Oh!
Hey, you mentioned it too many times on the show.
You didn't give it.
I feel like... I feel like that's one of those things that I don't talk about a lot, and like because people tend to be surprised when I reveal that because they're like, "Wait,
maybe that's
wait,
why I remember."
We need the listeners to weigh in on that one. Yeah. How many times has Crisco mentioned he was a nuclear engineer?
I'm glad you
in
didn't
college.
Say nuclear, so because that would have earned you a slap.
A nuclear.
Nuclear. All right, one more round.
Yeah, I'm gonna make this one easy. But it's starting with Kara, going with Mickey, and then going to you.
Okay, so I'm last. Okay.
So he knows the answer.
I think you all know the answer. All
right.
What's my favorite sports team?
Oh, my God.
For football?
I could answer this in my sleep.
What's my all-time favorite sports team?
The Bengals.
Yeah.
Bengals.
Yeah, I just said yeah because you all knew it.
Yeah, obviously it's the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Just the fact that Pittsburgh was in it.
Rivalry.
I could have said Steelers, and he would have just cold cocked.
It would have been over.
Tortilla, boom!
Technically, a tortilla was in the fist.
Yep.
Kara, your turn.
Pull out a gun and shoot it. There was part of a tortilla there.
This one, I feel like we're going to get some slapping.
Uh-oh.
What was my first car? And I think I've mentioned it once.
Oh, great.
So it was only once.
These are details that I don't pay attention to.
Yeah, no.
But I do think I've mentioned it for some reason.
The Kia.
Does it have to be, like, brand and...
I'll give you credit for half or, like, either one. Either thing. Make or model, I don't care.
I'm going with Kia.
I'm going to say... A Dodge Neon?
I'm going to go with Pontiac. And someone's getting slapped, if not all of us.
Right. Okay, so...
Pontiac what? There are
no,
many
no,
models.
I said it can only be... I clarified that.
So, it was...
I don't know that.
It was a Dodge Shadow.
Oh, we're so close.
So, you don't have to get slapped.
Yeah, because you got half.
Yeah, you got half. And I said it could be half only. But you guys are getting slapped.
I don't know why I thought Dodge, but I could... Well, yeah.
Yeah, and it did not have power windows.
Oh.
And it did not have a cassette player. Ooh. It only had a radio.
Oh,
so
wow.
I was embarrassed in front of myself when I got it because...
I was embarrassed in front of myself.
Yeah, because I was so excited. I'm like, I'm going to get all my cassettes. That's how old I am. I'm going to go get all my cassettes and I'm going to put them in and then I'm going to drive around and listen to them. And I put them all in the center console and then I backed out of the driveway, took off my side mirror. Then... then noticed it was only a radio. So I was the coolest 16-year-old ever.
With no inside your
mirror. And now here comes some slapping.
Oh!
I went a little. I tried to go a little lighter on you because you were nice to me.
She's
before,
going like the overhand, yeah. You know, pop. Yeah,
makes a good noise.
It does.
All right, Mickey, and then Crisco. That's not a question.
No, it's not.
That was borderline burp.
All right, here we go.
Dog.
When did I start the business? Not when we opened, but what year?
That's impossible to differentiate at this point because it's taken so many different forms.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, when did you start it?
Which time?
Which
he's
time
asking?
Did you start? The first time, I'm assuming.
I said the year.
The year?
Yeah.
Wait a second. I looked on our Instagram today. And I saw a very mean comment from Murderer to Me. And I clicked to make sure it was him. And I think it said there when it started.
So what year?
I'm going to say. I'm going to say.
The logical trip that this went on.
I'm okay with it.
2016.
Okay.
2018.
Okay.
I'll go in the middle. 2017.
Kara's right.
Through nothing but coincidence.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes
it
works. I helped
you with that.
I know so much.
Ow.
My face.
Oh my god, that's terrible.
Okay.
Is that recording?
Yep.
Okay, right. What? That's going to be a great part of that video.
I want to make sure it didn't stop.
What happened to my phone?
What business ran in my family for multiple generations?
The karate studio. Or the car.
I was going to say. You already said. I'm going to say it.
There have been many businesses that my family has owned and operated over the years. So it's which one was multi-generational.
I'm going to say car dealership.
Is karate studio the same as gym? You've talked about a gym a lot.
My family did own a gym at a time. So
I don't know. That's the answer. But okay, I'll go with that one. Since
you're going with gym?
Sure.
Okay. It was the car dealership. My friend comes through with the clutch. Mm-hmm. Two generations owned a used car lot.
Oh, God! Carrie, you're next.
Wait.
Hit her.
No, wait.
Hit her hard. Make her feel it through generations.
Wait, I want it. I want every.
Where are you?
I want this. Where am I?
Close your eyes.
Where am I?
Ready?
I'm in your head, rent free.
This is like on how you.
Here it comes!
It's right in my lips and my nose.
That's what she said.
Yes!
This was great!
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
We can do this again.
I feel like we should bring it back. Do we get to eat the turkey?
No,
now?
No.
Well, I'm not cooking.
Terrible idea. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, wait! Wait for the video. Hang on. I'm going to make a face out of it.
Of course.
Yeah.
Wait, then play my sound.
I'm wearing your mother. There we go.
I'm wearing your mother.
I caught it.
Be a part of the show. Go to afreakaccident.com and click on connect. That's afreakaccident.com. Click on connect.
All right, so in an interesting bit of show trivia, this segment has been more than a year in the making.
Wow.
This was originally put into our prep sheet before the pandemic hit. And then because of the fact that there were restrictions in our technology, we couldn't actually update the iPad that we use because Lazy E's, the program that he uses to update it, was at
the
office, which he wasn't allowed to go to. So there you go. File that on the wiki. Assuming that there's a freak accident wiki being made somewhere.
Some listener make that.
Camden's going to do it. It's just going to be all stupid facts about me. So this is a list, though. Are these the 10 happiest songs of all time? And this was formed through a survey of more than 1,300 people who were asked to name the songs that make them feel the most happy.
You see, I like that because it's not like some BuzzFeed article where they're just naming stuff. Mm-hmm. They actually did a study about it.
Yep. Right.
Yeah. Now, for what it's worth, they only surveyed adults between the ages of 30 and 55. So that might have contributed to the time span of some of these different songs and when they came out. There were a total of 50 songs listed altogether. We're going to go over the top 10.
Okay.
So are these the happiest songs of all time? We'll see how happy they make us. Number 10 is Rick Astley, Never Gonna Give You Up.
Rick rolling everybody.
Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna run around and desert you. Never gonna make you cry. Never gonna say goodbye. Never gonna tell a lie and hurt you.
Well, judging by Mickey's reaction, this might be the most misery-inducing song of all time.
Yep.
Now, that song, you mentioned the Rick Rolling, was a meme a couple of years ago.
Like a decade ago at this point.
God, yeah, I'm old, aren't I? But anyway, but I think it had like a resurgence in the modern era, being tied to that, where it had like a prank slash joke aspect to it.
And I think that's what makes it happy.
Could be.
Family Guy could be to blame for that.
That, yeah.
That too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd say it is an upbeat song. You know what I mean? It's not like dour. You know, lyrically, it's very positive and encouraging. It sends a good message.
What I'm also noticing is that besides Mickey, who refuses to sing unless we threaten her, we're all singing it.
Right.
That's a happy song.
Yeah. Number 9, Depeche Mode, Just Can't Get Enough.
This was that era of music where everybody sang like this.
It's like at this,
I just can't get enough.
Was that song in the Stranger Things soundtrack? I feel like it was. But yeah, that's
waiting for Duran Duran to come up.
That's another very deep '80s, like upbeat. You're thinking bright colors and big hair and flashy outfits, and all those things make you happy for no other reason than nostalgia alone.
Mm-hmm. And it's just an upbeat nature song. So I mean,
Katrina and the Waves, Walking on Sunshine.
Walking on sunshine. Oh, I'm walking on sunshine. Whoa, I'm walking on sunshine. Whoa, it's gonna feel good.
Hey, I mean, considering the syndicated morning show Free Beer and Hot Wings uses that as the victory song whenever somebody wins their trivia game, I would say it's probably innately upbeat for more than a couple of people.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I'm walking on sunshine. It is built around happiness.
Yep. Absolutely. We got Paul Simon, You Can Call Me Al.
If you be my bodyguard,
oh, yeah.
I can be your long lost pal. Da-da-da-da. I can call you Betty. Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al.
I'm not going to lie. I never knew the name of that song. But it was... but it was the kind of thing like you hear it and you're like, oh, like, you know, you could almost mumble along with the words, you know, a good portion of them, like, instinctively. Mm-hmm. And I know, like, you know, it comes on sometimes, like, when we go to vacation, like in like the big pool that the hotel we stay at has, like, they have like a big speaker system out there, like that comes on and everybody's just like, woo, you know, just like having a good time.
The music video was great. It had Chevy Chase in it.
Okay.
He sang the Paul Simon part. Paul Simon sang the deep parts.
Gotcha. Okay.
This one, I don't know. I feel like it might have overstayed its welcome just because it is so covered at so many bars by so many bands.
Oh, boy.
But it's Dexy's Midnight Runners, Come On Eileen.
Oh.
I mean,
nobody ever goes the right way with that.
I feel like it's just been...
That's what she said.
Come on, Eileen.
That's what she said.
I mean, I do feel like it's been overdone and overplayed.
Yeah.
It's like, maybe at one point, but now it's just like, oh, this song again. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, yeah, you know, everybody.
That's how I feel like the last four songs that were played.
It's 1 o'clock in the morning. Everybody's been drinking since not 8 or 9, and you know they're out of their minds, and the band's just trying to sing the song that everybody knows the chorus to.
And that's where we're gonna get to our next song.
Oh yeah, this one's even worse. I would say it's not necessarily.
Is it Sweet Caroline?
No, but I love this song.
Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi.
Even worse. Okay.
Hold on to what we've got. It doesn't make a difference if we make it or not. We got each other, and that's a lot for love.
Get ready, Mickey.
We're giving it a shot. Whoa, we're halfway there. Whoa, we're living on a prayer. Take my hand, we'll make it, I swear.
This is the part of the night where everybody in the bar starts breaking bottles over each other's heads. Because nobody can feel pain anymore.
Yeah. And the song ends up going...
Exactly. I don't know if it's necessarily happy because it's a happy song or if it's just because people have memories tied to it from being drunken with friends and constantly freaking singing it because everybody at every bar plays it too many times.
For the times I got drunk when I used to drink, believe me, I actually remember those moments.
We got ABBA, Dancing Queen.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
You can dance. You can die. Having the time of life.
Yes, Mickey.
So what was the age range again?
30 to 55.
Okay.
That explains a lot of the 70s and 80s already. Because these people are remembering things.
Man, I'm like, these are all older songs.
They're remembering songs from their childhood that made them happy.
This is great. I'm listening to happy music. I'm eating a tortilla.
The first song that came to my mind, I'm not going to say it yet because we're going to see if it's on the list, but it was from my childhood. Okay. So.
We got the Bee Gees.
Oh, so what was that? Like Mozart?
Do not die.
Mozart?
She just like gave you the evil eye and cast a curse on you.
It wasn't. It was Mozart.
There's an extra tortilla right there.
It was
Ow!
He's not going to die from a brain leak. He's going to die from choking on a tortilla shell.
Oh, man. That would be a bummer.
That's covered in our face oils.
My face oils.
Happy pandemic being over. We got the Bee Gees staying alive.
No time to talk.
He doesn't know the lyrics.
For new people for a new band, we're available.
No.
Yeah.
Too much men and the little ladies.
No.
Now, this one I definitely agree. Queen, Don't Stop Me Now.
Oh, yeah. Burning through the sky. 200 degrees, just like going Mr. Fahrenheit. I'm traveling at the speed of light. I want to make a supersonic man out of you. Good time, I'm having a ball.
Whoa, you really are.
Stop me now.
It's literally right in the song. Having a good time.
It's true.
Makes sense.
Having a good time.
And at number one on this list from 1978, it is ELO, Mr. Blue Sky.
This got a resurgence because of Guardians of the Galaxy.
Probably. This was the scene at the
second movie.
The second movie, the opening scene when they're fighting the interdimensional squid. Yeah. Hey.
Oh, you're making that noise. Yeah. I was like, what the hell is that?
It almost sounded like it was right in the song. Though.
Yeah. It also sounded like something else.
Hey. Why you had to hide away for so long. So long.
So that's the number one happy song on the list. Again, it did go all the way through 50, the total numbers. So.
I'm going to say why this wasn't in the top 10, our intro to it. Shiny Happy People.
Yeah. Celebration by Kool and the Gang. How is that not higher on that list? What were you going to add? Because you said it wasn't on the
don't
list.
Don't worry. Be happy now.
That's a big one, yeah.
And he was one of the first internet memes to say he was dead.
Be happy.
I remember false rumors that he was dead was on the internet, and that they said he killed himself because his song was Don't Worry, Be Happy. Hmm. People made a lie that he killed himself.
That's a nice lie.
Yeah, very nice. Well, none of
people
those.
People are so innately good.
I know.
Yeah, big time. Well, maybe if more people listened to these songs, they wouldn't have that problem.
But, is Umbop on there by Hanson?
It is not. You wish it was.
I do sort of.
Oh, wait, hang on. I can get that.
Oh, boy.
No, we don't need that. So anyway, that does it for this episode of the show. If you agree with these songs, if there's one you'd like to add, like there's a song that particularly makes you very...
I'm happy you said particularly right.
I was close to going off the rails with it.
I heard it, and I was like, here it comes.
I was like, no, but I literally... I caught that errant strand, and I strangled him back into place. So if there's a song that makes you happy, and it wasn't included here, and you'd like us to mention it, freaks@afreakaccident.com, send it to us. That does it for this episode of the show, though. Kara, thrilled to have you back, tired as you are. it's nice to know you are not an abandoner.
I'm not an abandoner.
Don't have to sneak up to your house at night and leave dead animals inside your bedroom.
I can't do the end of the show. I ate my tortilla.
That's fine. I was going to do it.
No, make Karen do it.
Oh, yeah. She should do it because you haven't been here the last 2 weeks.
Get away with it almost.
Nope.
All right, fine. You're nice. So here is what you do.
Food?
Do you know what show you're on?
Yeah, where am I? Okay. Afreakaccident.com is the website.
Yeah.
When you go to the website,
slapped with the tortilla.
You can access everything else. So in the podcast section, you can see all the old podcasts going back to even pre-Kara times and hear what we're all about. You can find out about us. It's under a tab called The Crew, I believe.
Yeah.
And then
and about.
It's very interesting. And then you can also, there's a tab for social media. So that's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. That's, we put a lot of stuff on there. So you
TikTok.
Definitely want to link to those. Oh, is there a TikTok
I
link
gotta
on there
add
yet?
The TikTok logo on.
Boo.
There. We've got two things up there. Do.
Yeah, it's true. And then shop. You could buy a Freak Accident t-shirt just in time for the million degree weather to roll across these United States.
Yeah.
Very
1999 plus shipping and handling.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or you can get free stickers by putting in your address and we'll someday send them to you.
That will happen.
What else is on there?
Burn.
It does eventually happen, though. It's a miracle when it does, but it does.
Podcasts, shopping.
Well, then they just
got to
go to where they get podcasts and subscribe.
Well, also there, yes, of course. And yeah, subscribe. Leave a review and a rating because that is soup's important. And then also share us with your friends.
That doesn't get away. You get slapped for that.
No. See, I missed this. Listen, here's the thing. I actually missed this because she can say that and it sounds totally normal. When I say it, it sounds like I'm not allowed 50 yards near a school. So it's like, you know, I can't get away
with it.
Super
fly. Super duper fly.
I can make it worse.
Go ahead.
Go to our website and see what's Gucci. Yo.
Oh, yeah.
That was.
What's Gucci, Mike?
It wasn't Gucci. It was Chugi.
No. But Gucci, that's a term people use.
Yeah,
say.
You
what's
need
Gucci?
To stop like whatever you're doing. Right.
Yeah. What's Gucci?
But that's, and then share us with your friends, like Mickey always says, because there's nothing better than.
Just not the friends with red flags.
Yeah. What's the website again?
Afreakaccident.com.
Right. Yeah. And we mentioned the email enough times. You should know it by now.
Yeah, really.
Next week on the show, we'll be back with a list of the rudest and also the nicest states in America.
Ah.
Guarantee PA is low on the rude list.
Or high on the rude list.
Yeah, high, low on the nice.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying. But we'll have that next week. And hopefully all of us will be back here for it. For a freak accident, I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy.
I'm Kara.
We're looking at you, Kara.
What?
And we're reminding you.
You might think you have it all figured out.
Until a freak accident happens. I feel like slapping somebody
today. Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, a freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BYNC ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.